Triple M.
Terry for breakfast.
We're a big supporter of the Albany Community Foundation. They've been getting together to give for a number of years now, and their next big event is the Cocktail Ball for 2017. This year's theme is Op Shop Glamour, so you can still look good, and you know, you don't have to have that expensive price tag. And there's still a number of tickets available. We'll give you details on how you can get those tickets shortly. But having a chat with Emma Dowdy from ACF. Emma, new facility, new venue this year. You're having it at Centennial Stadium.
Yeah, looking forward to a big change for us, Centennial Stadium. The stadium there will be well received for functions and the like, so looking forward to the evening.
Now, if people want to grab tickets, they can go to the website acfwa.com.au, and tickets this year have come down quite significantly from past few years. Only $60 to get along this year.
Yeah, $60, and for that you get nibblies or cocktail foods provided. Be live music, there'll be prizes, bar facilities will be available there as well. But we've been quite conscious in terms of the economic times and likes as well, but we still want people to be able to have a fun evening, and we've certainly got that lined up for them as well.
The ACF Cocktail Ball coming up on the 18th of November. This year's theme is Op Shop, so people don't have to, you know, sort of max out the credit card to look good on the night. They can go to the local Op Shop, get their outfit, and they can also make a donation on the difference that they would have spent on dressing up on the night.
Yeah, certainly. That's what we're encouraging. We've been quite mindful in terms of costs with all cocktail parties also coming up to the Christmas season as well. So really encouraging people to be quite mindful in spending money and the likes. But yeah, definitely encouraging them what they would have spent on an outfit if they wanted to donate to ACF on the evening. It's totally at their discretion.
ACFWA.com.au is where you can go. Grab yourself a ticket, only $60, and make sure you get along to your nearest Op Shop to get your outfit for the night. You don't have to spend too much, but make sure you support Albany Community Foundation, who are getting together to give. And more recently, Emma, you've helped out a local man who's fallen on hard times, Kenny McGonnell. That fundraiser a few weeks ago raised an incredible amount of money.
Yeah, look, we ACF are quite proud to assist Kenny with purchasing the restorative therapy bike. So that's on its way across to us as we speak. So on the evening, we'll also have Kenny there and do a presentation with him, which will be great. We'll also have the inaugural ACF Impact Grant that we'll be awarding that evening. We've had three shortlisted local community organisations that were in the running, so Men's Resource Centre, Great Southern Mental Health Network and Pivot Support Services. So one of those lucky community organisations will win the $25,000 impact grant as well.
Every Thursday we catch up with McCrindle researchers, mcrindle.com.au, and back off the bench we've got Mark McCrindle, the man himself. Good morning.
G'day, Kerry. Good to be here.
Mark, it's pretty exciting down here because we've got the Albany Show coming up tomorrow and Saturday, and I was saying off air, you know, if you or I were elected to Albany Council in the next couple of years, we could change the legislation to potentially have a day off for the show.
Oh, I think it's important. Look, these agricultural shows are so essential. They really do build that next generation's interest in agriculture and food security. And you know, you look at Hobart, they have a day off for the Hobart show. Brisbane, for the ECA, the exhibition, they have a day off. So it is the done thing across regional Australia. Good to see it in Albany too.
Well, the kids get the Pupil Free Day tomorrow, I hear, so it's not all bad news.
Exactly right.
And I get to work down there at the show, so that's a bonus as well. But Mark McCrindle is with us from McCrindle Researchers. Mark, we want to talk about Generation Next. You want to introduce us to Gen Z and the Alphas.
Yeah, exactly. Well, we've all probably heard of Generation X, those in their 40s and getting close to the 50s. And we've probably heard about Generation Y, the generation coming after them, the young people starting families today. But there is a generation after them. We've been through X and Y. So the generation born since 1995, today's children and students, are Generation Z. But there is, even after them, in every 15 years, there's a new generation. And so the children born since 2010, yet another generation, Generation Alpha. And so when we talk about Generation Z and Generation Alpha, we're talking about the children of today. And it's a good lens to look through as we think about what the future for them will be like.
I'm guessing technology will play a huge part. You know, jobs are that probably exist now won't exist when the next generation comes along. And I guess, you know, through technology, jobs that don't exist now will be here when they arrive later on, when they're at their peak.
Exactly. You know, if we think about the youngsters born since 2010, Generation Alpha, they have only ever known this world of the smartphone and the screen. We call them screen ages. In fact, everything that they interact with these days is glass that you touch and glass that comes to life with imagery. And we've moved from pen and paper to glass and screens. And so, you know, that digital environment, that digital economy really has shaped them significantly in their formative years. And it will determine not only their education, but their employment as well. So many sectors have emerged in their lifetime in the last 6 or 7 years. You know, nanotechnology and cyber security and app development and robotics and virtual reality, augmented reality, all these new fields will be ripe for them. And so certainly an exciting time ahead for this emerging generation.
You can read up more at the website mcrindle.com.au. Mark McCrindle, as always, good to have you back on Triple M.
Great to be talking. Thanks, Jack.
Sounds of Albany.
Jackpot today is at $1,860. What is our sound and where can you find it? Well, that's what it sounds like, but you need to fill in the rest of the blanks. Cheryl wants to have an over go. Cheryl, sounds of Albany today at $1,860. What do you reckon it is?
Thank you for the clue. So it's inside, I reckon, microwave door.
A microwave door. Where is that microwave door?
In the kitchen.
Whose kitchen?
Of a house. A home house? Kitchen?
So not a prominent kitchen. Not an establishment or anything like that. Unfortunately, we're going to have to zap your answer.
Oh, gee, it's tricky.
It is. But you know what? The reward is huge. If you take this one out, you'll be a champion and your bank account will love you.
I am so determined to keep trying. It is tricky.
Good on you, Cheryl.
Thank you.
Judy's with us, 13, 20, 7, 10. Sounds of Albany today, Judy. What do you reckon it is?
I don't know if anyone said this, but I wondered if it's the, like the clunk of the coffee machine in a cafe coffee machine.
The clunk of a coffee machine in a cafe.
Yeah.
Well, if you heard our last sound, I think it was one of our early sounds, we did a coffee grinder.
Right.
A few months ago. So we'd be silly to stay in the coffee shop this time around, right? So right. With that being said, unfortunately, that's not the one we're after.
Okay.
It was a slow kill there, wasn't it, Judy?
Okay.
Good on you. Thank you.
Thanks.
The jackpot tomorrow rises to $1,880. We're at the Albany Show, but we continue on with the sound of Albany. 783 Triple M.